Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the broad way, put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio spreading the gospel to those of you that's incarcerated, as well as those of you that are behind prison bars as well. Amen. Those of you in the free world as well. Amen. We're doing some teaching from the fifth chapter of Ephesians. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend, tell them to tune in today's broadcast for the continuation of these teachings. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now we talked about the first and second verse of Ephesians. Now we're on verse 3. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let you know, the Lord wants us to have love. Don't have no resentment. I think it's so sad when people hold resentment in their heart. Now I know people have done wrong in time past. All that evil, it hurts you. To lose your child to race retentions or violence, evil, and all of that, that's sad, very sad. It's hurting. I feel for you. That's the reason why people that commit these homicides, they take innocent lives. They take innocent lives. Don't you know when you commit that homicide, that's somebody's child. And somebody's hurting. Yes, they are. You hurting the family. You hurting them. Then the people that did it want you to show them mercy. If you want someone to show you mercy because you want your life to be spared, why don't you spare the one that you took? Now, that's something that people need to think about. Really, really need to think about. Now, I know a lot of hurt has went on in time past, amen, with race tensions and all of that. I know that. But holding hatred and resentment in your heart, amen, does not solve the problem. It don't solve the problem. I'm telling you. Because, amen, two wrongs don't make a right. Amen. I'm telling you, two wrongs don't make a right. The Lord said forgive. You got to forgive. Learn how to forgive. Jesus wants us to forgive. He wants us to forgive. Amen. When you forgive someone, amen, you forgive them for that wrong. Now, they need to ask for forgiveness that they won't do that wrong evil anymore. If they don't, God going to hold it against them. Amen. And if you hold resentment in your heart, God going to hold that against you. Because you cannot go to heaven with hatred in your heart. Praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to the third verse of the fifth chapter of Ephesians, Missionary Velvet. What did Paul say?
He said, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be one's name among you as becoming saints.
Now, Paul was letting us know, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becoming a saint. Let you know, no child of God need to be involved in the sins of the flesh. And I'm putting it on radio so people can understand, know that you cannot go to heaven involved in fornication and all this sins of the flesh. The uncleanness is the sins of the flesh. You cannot go to heaven in all that stuff. Indulging in that stuff. But when the Lord saves you, he takes that mess out of you. Amen. You do not indulge in the sins of the flesh. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. The Bible said, amen, marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. God going to judge people when they take and have relationships out of marriage. I'm telling you, God is going to judge you. You cannot go to heaven indulging in the sins of the flesh. But it's time to repent. It's time to turn from sin. It's time to put the devil out. We sang the song, Satan, I'll put you out. I'll put you out of my life. I cannot use you no more. Because the Holy Ghost have took your place.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost takes the place, amen, it leads you away from them sins of the flesh. Amen. You don't commit them sins of the flesh. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What did the next verse say, Missionary Velvet?
Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks.
Amen. We don't live no filthy life. People live old filthy life, living old lascivious life, lewd life and all. Amen. Just don't care. Amen. Praise God. Living old, amen. Just living old life like that. When you're a child of God, you respect yourself. Let me tell you, clean yourself up. Sanctify your house. Don't put, evil stuff in your house. But you sanctify your house. Amen. Let people know Jesus lives in that house. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Foolish talking. Amen. You don't be joking. Don't you know joking ain't nothing but telling lies? I'm telling you. When the Lord saves you, praise our God, amen, he takes that stuff out of your heart. You don't be, amen, talking foolish or jesting, which is joking. You don't do that. But you, amen, speak the truth about the matter. Praise God. Because God don't like liars. He don't like liars. Because Satan is the father of a lie. So therefore, he don't like liars. Amen. But instead, be thankful unto the Lord. It's time to give the Lord thanks. Amen. Stop, amen, acting like a fool. And give the Lord thanks. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. What did the fifth verse say, Missionary Velvet?
For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ, and of God.
Amen. You heard what that Bible said? Amen. That's what Jesus said. That's what Paul said through the Holy Ghost. That's what the Holy Ghost said. That's not what, amen, Chaplain Holmes, amen, didn't write that, but that's what Jesus said. That's what the Bible said, rather. Praise God, amen. Let you know that no whoremonger, that means living that filthy life, living that lewd life, or unclean person, that means committing fornication and adultery, whatever. That's uncleanness. Praise God, amen. Nor covetous man, that means a person that's, amen, want to steal and take other stuff, people's stuff. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, want to take other people's stuff. Amen. You'd rather to be, amen, doing that than to be praying and fasting and serving the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. You can't go to heaven with a bad heart. I'm telling you, you can't go to heaven with a bad heart. Don't you know when Christ come in your soul, you will show love for your brother and sister? I'm telling you, you love your brother and sister. You don't be trying to covet and take stuff from them. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, treat them wrong. But you treat them right. It's time to treat people right. Amen. Give people what's due to them. I'm telling you, give them what's due to them. If you want to go to heaven, you better give people what's due to them. Don't be covetous. Amen. Trying to take what, amen, take things from people. You know it's not yours, but take it anyway. Just because you want it. Amen. I'm telling you, all that's evil. Look at how they treated Naboth, Jezebel, and Ahab. How they treated Naboth. Took his vineyard. Like that. Jezebel had Naboth's false accused and killed. Amen. He took his, amen. And amen, Ahab took his vineyard. Amen. I'm telling you, God didn't like it. Send Elijah by there. Because God didn't like it. Amen. And I'm telling you, when you mistreat people today, God don't like it. That means to say we don't need to treat people right. Give people the honor that's due to them. Amen. Treat people right if you want to make heaven your home. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let us lay your hands on the raised upon the contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that sicken our bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, Lord, eye disease, Lord, amen, wherever it is, Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them from what the devil got them tied to. Lord, set them free. Lord, do these things. In Jesus, my name, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, by his stripes, I am healed. Amen. I'm telling you, take it right me about it so I can rejoice with you. Missionary Velvet, myself, rejoice with you. Here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise and song say, it's me again, Lord. I'm standing in need of prayer. After the Lord, we call on the name of Jesus. He will answer prayer. And he's a prayer answering Savior. He will answer prayer. Jesus is there to guide us and to mold us and to make us into who we need to be. All we have to do is humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And he will do just that. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to have hope and to prosper. And he had it there to love you wherever you are. Jesus is there for you. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. You continue to pray for us as we pray for you, that you allow God to reign supreme in your life, that you allow him to guide you and lead you into what is right and let go of what is wrong. Remember that he loved with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, to the whole wide world, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you to give him a chance. It would be the best decision you ever made. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself. Lord, open up doors. We get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Till next broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.